Are there any comments that you might have concerning this whole Democratic Convention incident that you would have liked to have testified to but were unable to do so?
I would have liked to testify in an altogether different manner, which is, I think, after all, you're having eight men, seven in this courtroom, being tried for on very serious charges. If they're found guilty, they can get 5 or 10 years. And what's involved is what were the subtle motivations of their brain. And I was forced in testimony, as I imagine all the other witnesses have been, to answer ridiculously low-level yes and no questions. For example, at one point, when the question was whether Mr. Rubin had said that we will intimidate the establishment. And I was trying to recollect, not whether he literally used that word. In other words, I was summarizing a conversation with him when I said, if I did say, that he had said that it was intimidating the establishment. What I'm getting at is that we talked for hours. The judge then insists that it all be boiled down, or the prosecuting attorney insists be boiled down to a few words and phrases. It doesn't work like that. The human process that's involved is only going to be different. People, if they're talking about conspiracy, the question is what the intent is, what the natural desire is of the people who are planning a move. You know, are they together or are they apart? Are they conspiring or are they not conspiring? The gist of my testimony was that it was a curious conspiracy when these people weren't even in contact with one another. In other words, the part I found most frustrating in testifying was I couldn't testify to the main point I had to give today. And my objection to the procedure in the court is simply that if you are trying people for conspiracy, my God, that's a serious charge. It's a particularly dubious matter. The very law on this matter of conspiracy is terribly difficult and tenuous. And the least that one's entitled to is to go in for a great deal of exploration on what the nature of political philosophy is and what the relation of political philosophy to action is, rather than to get in a whole series of yes and no questions and did he literally say this word or didn't he? You know, it's not an accident case.